Heritage Dayton Garage Door. This is Taylor. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Taylor. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Heritage Dayton Garage Door.
Sure. I mean, that would be me. What can I do for you?
Great. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing, and we're calling to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your keywords there in the area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Sure.
Okay, so you know when you do that search, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages of them in there. But on that first page, it's a short list. There's just a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Yep.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you. And what would happen is if we were to program you in to appear in that open position, they stop all of these calls to the area today, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer any of the same services. So that's how they ensure your placement. And But the only thing is they have to be in your service area in order to see you. So I know that home base for you is the 45315, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
What's the name of your company?
Local Splash, like a splash of water, like Splish Splash. And you can look us up. We're one of Google's channel partners. So Google will never call you directly. If anybody ever does call from Google, and identify themselves as Google, they're telling stories. Is this something that you see value in, being listed there?
Yeah. I mean, of course, anybody would see value in that. But it seems odd to me that they would, that they're not using an algorithm, that they're using a third-party company to select who is in that listing.
Well, we're not the only one. So there's a handful of Google channel partners in the country. So when a position opens up in a given area, we're all notified. We all call through that area to fill that open position there. And their rule for us, in order to maintain our partnerships with them, all of the Google channel partners, our partnerships with them, is that we can list one business per position. So once that open position fills there today, they make us stop all of these calls to the area. And then we can't accept any additional companies in from that territory who offer any of the same services. So again, we're not the only one out there. We're just the one that contacted you. So how long have you been operating there as Heritage Dayton Garage Door?
This company's new. So, we literally listed the website yesterday. So.
Oh, really?
In terms of this company, yeah, it's not. It's very new, which I find interesting that you're even calling me, because we're not listed on Google at all.
Yeah, so. I noticed you weren't listed. They sent over our inventory department. They sent over the website to me. That's heritagedayton.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay, looks good. Is it just you, or you and a partner, or like a crew?
Me and a partner from yesterday. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, they're quick. Well, and so for something like this, Taylor, I understand it is a partnership. Either one of you are authorized to make these sorts of marketing decisions or marketing purchases?
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good? Okay, and then the good news is you're new, so that'll work in your favor here. You can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing my regional manager for the area to apply that rate for me. I will get you that pricing right now. Oh, how far are you traveling for the work?
Within 20 miles, generally.
Okay, great. That's perfect for this, too.
Not too far. We want to stay within the Dayton region. gets real competitive when you start to get into other large markets.
Oh, especially in that industry. Okay. And give me one moment here.
We're not even registered with Google yet. I don't even have a location set on Google yet. So,
well, do you have, usually for service companies, they wouldn't list like a location. It would just show the service area, right? Unless it's like a home, or do you have a shop?
So we have a small shop in the back of a house that I own. It's actually not at the address that, whatever address you have, it's a separate address. So, small shop there, but yeah, it's a service. Just, I mean, sure, we'll get a shop in a couple months. So you said with service industries, they don't require a location?
Right. So, well, because most of the time they'll use their home address, right, for something, sure. An industry like yours or HVAC or plumbers. And so Google doesn't want to list a home address on, like, list it. So what they do is they'll use the address to verify you, but then they'll hide the address so that, okay, you know, people aren't coming to your home, right?
Sure.
It's not listed. And
my other company's got a brick and mortar, so I didn't. And they made me take a video and walk to the street. It was like the most pain in the ass thing in the world.
Oh, yeah, we can handle that for you, too. Okay. I've got Nick. He's coming over to apply that rate. I'm just going to bring him on the line with us because I have him ready now.
Hello, Taylor.
Yeah.
Hello?